EBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report finds teacher turnover spiked this year in Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska reports.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum looked at teacher turnover numbers from 2009 to 2023. Researchers found 11.5% of the state's teachers either left or moved each year. But in the last school year, that number rose to almost 16%. That's the highest turnover rate in the state in the 14 years that they studied. Turnover rates are higher in smaller communities and among teachers of color. The Policy Forum's Sarah Shaw says high turnover isn't necessarily a sign that anything is wrong. She says reasons could include better opportunities, the pandemic, or retirements. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
There's a growing effort to curb the rise of Wisconsinites committing suicide with a gun. In 2022, the state of Wisconsin reported more than 500 suicides for the first time in the state's history. More than half of those involved a firearm. The Gun Shop Project is a growing effort by gun shop owners. The effort provides in-depth training for gun shop employees to identify indicators during a gun sale. The program also allows gun owners to store their firearms at the shop during times of crisis. Legislation to bolster the program in Wisconsin has failed in recent years, not gaining enough bipartisan support to pass. A Wisconsin congressman was in Syria yesterday. It's the first known Syrian trip by an American lawmaker in 6 years. More from Terry Bell.
Wisconsin's Scott Fitzgerald and two other U.S. House Republicans made an hour-long visit to the opposition-held area of northwest Syria. Two people familiar with the trip confirmed the visit but were not authorized to publicly talk about it. The lawmakers reportedly met with leaders of the opposition. They also spoke with people heading humanitarian efforts. The United Nations says 300,000 civilians died in the first 10 years of the Syrian conflict. The opposition is resisting forces allied with Syrian President Bashar Assad, including Russia. The fighting has been going on for almost 12 and a half years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A Wisconsin environmentalist says he's disturbed by what Republicans said about climate change at last week's debate in Milwaukee. Robert Craig runs Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says climate change can be reversed if political leaders do the right thing.
But if we have a lot of folks who refuse to lead and in fact do the bidding of the big fossil fuel interests, then it's going to be a much more difficult challenge and the consequences could be dire.
Craig says only two of the eight Republican candidates for president in Milwaukee acknowledge man-made climate change is real. Craig was on WISC TV's For the Record program yesterday. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. An Oconto Falls woman has been convicted of shooting a police officer with the officer's gun. But despite Friday's verdict, it is still unclear whether 31-year-old Alicia Koken will serve time. Despite pleading no contest to attempted first-degree intentional homicide and other felonies, there will be a hearing in September to determine her mental state at the time of the crime. In 2021, Koken wrestled Oconto Falls police officer Nicole Blaskowski's gun from her and shot Blaskowski in the head. Blaskowski was treated and released the day after the shooting. A 72-year-old man who disappeared after walking away from his home in Fond du Lac County has been found. Authorities were notified around 6:30 Sunday night the man was missing. First responders needed the help of a drone to find the man an hour later lying face down in a cornfield not far from his home. He was uninjured and returned to his family. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers sweep the Padres. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers extended their 8-game winning streak with a 10-6 win over the San Diego Padres in front of over 36,000 fans at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Down 4-2, Milwaukee's Rowdy Tellez got things going in the sixth.
2-1 to Tellez, and a swing and a line drive right field. That is down off the fence. Can is in. Terang is in. Monasterio to third. Rowdy Tellez with a double. We're tied at four.
Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The game got off to a rocky start when Adrian Hauser left with an injury, replaced by reliever Bryce Wilson.
Yeah, you lose your starter after two innings. You don't want to do too much damage to your bullpen. And for Bryce to go out and deliver four innings and then four scoreless innings that give you a chance to win the game, that's a great effort.
Manager Craig Counsell on why the Brewers' right-hander had to leave the game.
So it's just some right elbow like swelling, essentially. It's not in the ligament, the UCL area, but he did have elbow stiffness, and that's, for a pitcher, you got to take you out of the game when that's going on. I think we're at the risk of certainly missing a start.
The Brewers open up a three-game series tonight in Chicago against the Cubs. First pitch at Wrigley Field, 7:05. Racing at the Milwaukee Mile. Grant Enfinger the winner at the NASCAR 175-mile event held at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. NFL over the weekend, the Dallas Cowboys trading for 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. San Francisco drafted him 3 years ago with the number 3 overall pick in the first round. Dallas got him for a fourth-round pick. The Packers beat the Seahawks Saturday 19-15. Packers running back number 31, Emmanuel Wilson, led the NFL with most yards rushing in the preseason. Was it enough to make the team?
I feel pretty good. I'm not going to try to get too level-headed. If it's here, I'm blessed. If it's somewhere else, I'm blessed too.
That's Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm trying to see Earl, but he looked like a picnic table. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Hey, look like a picnic table. You must have had a long weekend, man.
Huh? Look at your shirt. I need a plate.
Oh, man. Hey, you don't know style, man.
Okay, that's that old school swag.
Hey, man, that's a bad shirt, man.
Or a good picnic table. Yeah. You just messed up.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, man, I just wanted to begin by saying, man, it's tomorrow is Grim Reaper Day, man.
Ooh.
For 42 players for the Green Bay Packers. But every team is going to be cutting, you know, 40 players or more. And, man, I just, after watching these preseason games, Gilbert, it really, is it that big a difference between the guys who make it and the guys who don't?
Yes. Yes. And you have to understand something, Earl. From the beginning of training camp until whatever happens, that's in the back of your mind. You see what I'm saying? You can you do not have a relaxing day. Even on the, if they give you a day off or half a day, that's on your mind, man. You know? And for 42 other guys, it's you know. And some of them play so good you don't even know why.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I watch, but you always say, man, when it's for real, it's a lot faster.
Yeah, man.
But I watched these guys, and I told you the first preseason game I saw, Packers had all this great talent, man. They got all these cats with speed, athletic ability, and man,
let me put this in perspective for you, okay? If you got Brett Favre at quarterback, do you know how many great quarterbacks we had to let go? Kurt Warner, Ty Detmer.
Well, come on. When you talk about great quarterbacks, don't include Ty Detmer.
Hey, Dave, yeah, man, come on. He was a starter, wasn't he?
Well, that didn't,
go back and look at all these quarterbacks, okay, Kurt Warner.
But yeah, but Kurt Warner.
You trying to say he wasn't great?
No, he was. Okay? He was. But don't include Ty Detmer, man. I'm old enough to remember
Mark Brunell. Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell was a decent quarterback. He wasn't great.
Look here, man. Gilbert, stop shooting everybody down, man. I'm trying to make a point. And here you go shooting everybody down.
I gotta
down.
Shoot cats we down that you're considering
okay.
great.
Okay.
Good.
I'm sorry. Okay. In your class, they're probably both. But in my class, they're pretty good.
Okay.
And all these pretty good guys, Aaron Brooks, you see what I'm saying? All these good guys had to go because Brett Favre was there. They was not going to knock him off his mount. So that's why when the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, let's put it this way. Also, and I was telling you when we was talking off air, in the locker room, they had an area in the back we call Tent City. You don't want to walk through Tent City, man, because they're going to take your tent down when the Grim Reaper comes.
So let the people know what you mean by Tent City, man.
Tent City is like, you know, all the locker. You got to earn to get in the locker room.
Okay? In the real locker room.
The real locker room where all the G's at, okay?
The OGs.
They had to put an area because there's so many guys
right.
Put lockers up, them stationary lockers. You know, because during regular season, that whole area is cleared out. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to walk through that area to go outside, you know?
Right.
So they put up all these make-believe tents or whatever. We call them tents, but they was really lockers. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like in a tent city, you know, if the people come, they're going to knock them tents down and tell you, you got to go. This is not an area for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's an area that says not for long.
You know, man, that's a great analogy, man. You're pretty good at analogies, man.
I'm pretty good. I know I am because I love to talk about your shirt.
Hey, let me ask you, man. When the Grim Reaper comes,
mm-hmm.
as is going to happen tomorrow, and all of these guys who've dedicated their lives to getting ready to play pro football, mm-hmm. and they've been the best wherever they went. They're the best yeah. college players in their
yeah.
in their
yeah.
divisions and all of yeah. that. And, man, and you start seeing probably in year two as a college player that you got a chance and people talking about you, and then, you know, you're all division, you're all this, you're all that.
Mm.
You're the best at your position in, you know, probably the college division that you're in, you're the best.
Mm.
And then you get to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the best and now you're standing on the sideline and
yeah, yeah.
It's
like this, Earl. It's like this, man. Like I always try to tell you, when you get to the pros, you know, you might have got through in college playing against some bums or some drunks off the street
come
or,
on, man.
Or whatever, man. I mean, some of them are, man. They got lucky and got a scholarship. But when you get to the pros, you playing against everybody's All-American. Now you got to stand up and see what you really made of. And some guys, it's kind of like if we're sitting in our locker, we're going to say, you ever seen that movie Friday? Man, he gonna cry when he yep. gets in the car. He going to cry. You know what? All joking aside, man, grown men are crying as they're walking out.
I'm sure they are.
Because this was something that they fought for so many years.
Right.
And for some reason, either the Green Bay Packers made a mistake, because they do make mistakes. Minnesota made a mistake with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When they make mistakes, man, or some kind of element happens and they got to let you go, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting.
Yeah, see, but that's the point that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, man, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, we just had all them cats, man, and all of that camaraderie that they get during the preseason, and that high that they get from putting on that helmet that you talk about, and then on Tuesday they got to get a helmet back.
Yeah.
And that time in Lambeau Field ends.
Your helmet, your book, those free drawers and socks they gave you, they going to get all that back.
Come on, man.
So they you can't have nothing. Give it back.
They take it all back.
Mm-hmm. All that you ain't going to try to sneak in your bag.
but man, we're laughing, but it's not funny because
it's got to
be guys again whose dream ends.
You know, it's like this, Earl. If you're good enough, you're going to get a second chance. A lot of guys do not squander that second chance. There's some guys that sitting there, oh, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, the new athlete of the day,
right?
You know, I deserve to be there.
I've been telling you about Emmanuel Wilson, this little running back number 31 that's been tearing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw any film.
He gets it. He gets it, Earl. He gets what? Because he knows if the Green Bay Packers let me go, I'm gonna be a featured back somewhere else. So make that mistake. Don't y'all make that mistake and cut me. Because if you do, I'm gonna really put it on you.
You know, Gilbert, he is he's gonna wind up on the what kind of team? Yeah. What's the team on the side?
You talking about a practice squad?
Yeah.
No, he ain't gonna if he get cut by the Green Bay Packers, he will be on somebody's roster.
So you're telling me if they put him on the practice squad.
If the Green Bay Packers said, we're going to keep you, but we're going to put you on the practice squad, he gone.
Okay, so right now.
They can't hold him.
So
they can't hold him.
In all the things that I saw and projections of what the 53-man roster is going to be, he ain't there. Because they said they're either going to go with two running backs or three. And what I read about him over the weekend was that they said, They want to put him where he can at least learn to either be on the special teams or learn more about blocking.
Yeah.
See, so they're concerned about him not being able to block.
They better quit messing with that boy and give him a position somewhere.
Well, they not if they're only going with two running backs.
Well, there's somewhere on special teams they can use that boy. He can be a blocker or something, or even a backup punt returner or kicker, the way that boy runs.
Yeah, he runs
hard. Do not let him get away. If you put him on practice squad, he gone. Because he's making too much noise out here right now not to be seen.
Yeah, you're right about that, you know. But everything
that's the key. You got to make a lot of noise, Earl.
They've already got backup receivers, backup defensive backs and safeties and linebackers who just what you said that they're putting on the special teams because they want to
keep makes them. The most impact though, Earl, out of all of them? Him. He the impact man.
Yeah, but Gil,
all them other boys are okay, but he's the impact man. Who we talking about? We talking about any other them other clowns? No.
Listen, man, we gotta go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Grave Digger. And we are a little bit closer to Let's Get Ready to Rumble. we'll be right back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing?
or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Overcast skies. Sunny skies and calm Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 76 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Everything around me, cream is the money, dollar bill, y'all. Come on. Wait, Larry, let it breathe, girl. Let it breathe. Come on. You're rocking the go-to low boots. Only way
I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this. Come on. You know, it started kind of slow, Gilbert. You know, I thought somebody was in pain when it began. But it turned out to be pretty good. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. On the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And in 2 weeks, it starts for real. Gilbert, I got a quick guest who wants to make an announcement. Our own Don Brown here from WAUK. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Earl, and good morning, Gilbert. Just a quick message to all you football fans listening that in addition to broadcasting Waukesha South football for the second year in a row, our station here, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, is proud to be the new radio voice, the radio broadcast for Carroll University football. There's a great story going on there after several losing seasons and the new coach Mike Budiszewski era. They've had back-to-back winning seasons, and in what is arguably the toughest conference in Division III football, Coach Buda and his Pioneers open up Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. It's a night game against non-conference local rivals Wisconsin Lutheran, and it's a new tradition known as the Quick Trip Glazer Bowl, and the winning team gets 100 Glazer donuts from Quick Trip sitting and a really cool really cool trophy. It looks like one of those trophies from The Simpsons, a big glazed donut mounted there in all its glory. So, normally the games are at 1 p.m., but this one, the home opener, it's under the lights. So if you can make it, great. If not, you can catch it here on the radio or the Civic Media app and or walkradio.com. And it's a really exciting story going on. If you love football, it's worth your while to catch the action.
Don and Gilbert, the thing about football, Gilbert, all those different levels, and cats who are out there, what's the name of the college?
Carroll University.
Carroll University.
Wisconsin's Pioneer University.
And Gilbert, those cats, to them, it's football, man. Football is football, right?
Sure.
Different levels of it. But they get the same energy and excitement on those levels, even the high school cats, about that game, man. You know, that game, man, is just something about it, man. You cats who played it on the highest level, you know, special. But, man, it's special for them cats as well.
First of all, my man sounds like a game show, talk show.
I love it. Thank you, Gilbert.
He's a Michigan State. He's a Michigan State alum.
We talked a few months ago. I wanted to know why a Detroit guy like yourself didn't become a Spartan, but you gave a great response. You got to play right away for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, see, I knew I liked him. You know, he hung around. But let me tell you this, man. For those kids, man, any kind of exposure is great. Because now, listen, now they mama, if they can't make the game, she can listen.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it, man, is that now if somebody's so far away, they can get on the airwaves now and listen to their baby play some football.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
That's awesome what y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah, you know, there's a long – Carroll has its roots in college football. They're one of the oldest teams. And the first forward pass was thrown at a Carroll University game. It was by its opponent, Washington University, but it was here in Waukesha, Carroll.
I bet you Earl was in the stands, too.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Come on.
With that big shirt on.
So listen, Gilbert. So for people who didn't know, who didn't see it, there's a guy – who is wearing the Gilbert Brown jersey. And I asked you about him 2 weeks
ago. I said, hey, man,
who is that cat? I thought they had retired your jersey.
Man, I wish.
But
if they retired my jersey, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Earl.
So, you know, I mean, Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer, and I saw somebody wearing his jersey.
Yeah, that's something that's very prestigious to them. They do not just retire anybody's jersey. But as you see, ain't nobody walking around wearing number 4. And nobody walking around wearing number 92.
Yeah, number 15.
You got to be a notorious bad man for them to just take your jersey.
Paul Horney.
And eventually, I think they're going to do Leroy like that because Leroy deserved it.
Yeah. Anyway, man, T.J. Slayton is a guy who they're going to be talking about. They're already talking about him.
Grave Digger 2.0, baby.
Wait a minute, man. You don't want
to. He brought out the shovel.
You don't want to go too far with that, do you?
It's been a lot of guys. It was a guy before him, maybe a couple years back. His last name was Gilbert, and he wore 93.
You projecting this cat to be Gilbert Brown Jr.? Because he did the Grave Digger move. Is that what it is?
Not yet, but he a bad man, though.
Yeah, because he did the Grave Digger
move. Ain't nobody better than Kenny Clark, though.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna put it out there.
But because he did the Grave Digger move,
I like him. I like.
Oh, okay. So what if I did the Grave Digger move?
I will send you a cease and desist letter.
Cease and desist. Hey. Hey, man, I told
do
you
not.
That. I told you let me do the humor, man.
Hey, I told you give me too much material to let it slide, Earl.
Hey, man. So there's a couple guys
that did it before, man. But it, you know what? It's just good to see the guys remembering.
Well, okay, listen. We got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789.
Good luck, Carroll University.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. That's pretty good.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Tropical storm Idalia is churning in the Gulf and is expected to hit Florida this week as a hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warning those in his state that they need to be ready.
if you are in the path of this storm, you should expect power outages. So please prepare for that, particularly if you have one. If this storm ends up coming in the Tallahassee region, there's a lot of trees that are going to get knocked down. The power lines are going to get knocked down. That is just going to happen.
1,100 National Guard members have been mobilized. 2,400 high water vehicles are at the ready. Former President Trump's one-time chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is in Fulton County, Georgia today. He's trying to get his trial moved to federal court. Investigators in Jacksonville, Florida, say the weekend killing of three people at a Dollar General was racially motivated. They're looking into the background of the gunman who took his own life following the killings. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A man is in custody in Fond du Lac for driving 106 miles an hour. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Facebook page says the man also blew a .248. That's three times the legal limit. They tacked on an OWI charge as well. The incident is thought to have happened in the very early morning hours on Saturday. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies have been battling speeders all summer. There have been multiple citations for drivers reaching speeds well over 100 miles an hour. A Marinette man has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for dealing cocaine. The Marinette County District Attorney's Office says 37-year-old Jesus Rodriguez Hamilton dealt drugs out of his Marinette apartment. When arrested, Rodriguez Hamilton had 40 grams of cocaine on him worth more than $16,000. He will also serve 8 years extended supervision when his prison term is up. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You remember this song, girl? You remember this? Come on. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
His name.
DMX? Who you talking about?
DMX, yes. Yeah, I was gonna remember it probably by Friday. I would have remembered it. But thanks for bringing it to my attention. Welcome back. Time to help me with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Gilbert, we talk a lot about football. And that's really, you know, the meat and potatoes of our conversation. But there's a reason that we call it Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, because we can talk about many other issues and many other things. And we both agree that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the horrible incident that occurred in Leroy Butler's hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend, where a wayward young man walked into a Dollar Tree store in with an AR-15 and intentionally killed three black patrons. Your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I was looking at it, man, and they said that he was really targeting HBCU college,
right,
but couldn't get in.
Right.
So he went to the next place, which probably had more folks over there at the time. So I don't know if school's in session or not, but it hits home to me because my son goes to an HBCU. And you can't wrap your head around this, man. I mean, this world we live in, it makes you just try to. I mean, you just can't understand people these days,
right?
I don't know why they got so much hatred in their heart to go take somebody's life. Politics ain't worth taking somebody's life, man. Just being hateful and all that other stuff is not worth taking somebody's life, man. I don't know.
You know, Gilbert, today, for people who may not know it, it's 60 years after the March on Washington. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who marched on the Capitol in some of the greatest words ever spoken in this nation by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King were spoken. And here 60 years later, there's still people who unfortunately are wayward and misled. And you know, Gilbert, you can be wayward and misled, and that's all right. But when you're wayward and misled and you have your hands on a killing stick, that's a whole different story, right?
It is, man. I mean, God, dog. I mean, who wakes up this morning and say, I'm going to go kill black folks? I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, why? Why? What did this beautiful human being do to you to make you want to hate them?
Well, people, it's not the individual. The individual just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This guy had decided ahead of time. You know, we live in a time, Gilbert, where unfortunately that hatred is manifesting itself more and it's outward now. It used to be a time when that was done in the dark, but now people do it in the light. And, you know, only through the grace of God was it only three. He certainly, with the kind of weapon that he had, he could have killed a lot more. But again, the police arrived at the right time as he was trying to leave and you know, forced him to barricade himself in the store where he couldn't get out. And so, I guess once he, because initially his plan was to leave the store, and I'm sure once he had killed three, would have killed even more. But the police were there, and they made the difference, all the difference in the world, and forced him to barricade himself inside of that store, and he eventually took his own life. But, you know, Gilbert, you know, you and I talk a lot. I know the size of your heart and how much you love people and are connected to people, and you and I have that in common. And you just can't comprehend, you know, why people can be so hateful. But they do exist, and, you know, we've got to figure out a way in this country to get beyond all of the differences that we have. A human being is a human being, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I think, and you got to commend those police officers too, man, because they can lose their life coming to save somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, that all this kind of bad rap and everybody pointing fingers at this, that, and the other. But those people, the ambulance people, the police people, whoever, run to save your life. That's what you got to commend.
You know, Gilbert, and I take my hat off to you. You travel this state, all over the state, in places where sometimes people don't even see a person of color. But you travel all over the state, man. And so what do you see? What do you find?
I find different people, man. I found different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes it's political people in the crowd, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about football. They're getting along. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? You can have a Democrat and a Republican sitting right next to each other cheering their favorite team on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, man. See, they, you know, sports and football, baseball, basketball, for 3 hours or however hours that is that they watching it, they getting along. Ain't that crazy?
You know, man, that's, and really, Gilbert, that's the beauty of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because for that period of time, everybody is on one accord because mm-hmm. they're supporting their team, right?
Yeah,
nobody's thinking anything else other than their team. And that's why I always said sports does play a major role in the society. And there are people who want to minimize it. But you know, those are people who don't understand, right?
No. They don't get that fever. They don't get that fever.
You hear people say, well, it's only a game. But they really don't understand.
It's a way of life, Earl. I mean, the tragic things that happen in this world, you know, sometimes sports bring everybody back to the normal place and through all the rough times, you know, makes somebody smile.
Well, see, there's no question that in Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to be a tough road back after this situation.
Yes.
But I guarantee you when the football season starts, during the football games in those times, nobody's going to be thinking about any of that. Right?
Of course, you're going to have a heavy heart, but you need something to keep your mind off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to take you away for a couple of hours. Of course, when them couple of hours are over, it's going to come back.
Right.
Especially if that's a loved one. You know what I'm saying? So it never goes away, but it gives you a break from the real life stuff. And like I say, man, I just want people to love each other and not do that crazy stuff, because I just can't imagine these young folks taking young folks' lives.
Well, see, Gilbert, all it takes is one person with a killing stick. And that's why you got to make sure everybody don't have access to a killing stick, right? You can feel whatever way you want to feel about people and about things. But when you have access to a killing stick, you can act on it, right? If you don't have access to that killing stick, man, you can feel whichever way you want to feel. But when you act upon it and you can get easy access to, again, that automatic weapon, that's what the debate and arguments have been about all the time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I've not been with a family that goes out hunting, and I live in Detroit, man. You know, we don't go out and hunt
and do all that crazy stuff, man.
You know, so I know is that you have to be responsible with your weapons, and for the most part, people are. You know, but you got some people that are not. You know, and that's the people we got to find.
Yeah, it's no question, man. And so I thought some prayers go out to the people of Jacksonville, Florida, as well.
Whole city.
As my thoughts and prayers go out to people in Detroit and Milwaukee who suffer that same kind of thing every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just have to get beyond hatred And
absolutely, Earl.
And
absolutely.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but we must get beyond that. You know, give us. I want to talk, man, because we haven't done this, about your time when you were with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Listen, man. You know, the Vikings, they've always been one of my favorite teams.
Have they?
Yeah, man. You didn't know that?
First you said it was Detroit. Now you're saying Detroit, it's these bones the Vikings, up in Minnesota.
The Vikings. Ever since the Purple People Eaters. You don't remember them, right?
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to. Or the friend to talk yeah, whatever his name Tarkington, was.
Man. But Carl Eller, Alan Page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and those
great
guys.
Great human beings, though. They are great human beings.
Oh, you got to meet those guys.
Yes, they're good guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Alan Page became a judge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been a judge for all those years. But man, as a young boy, watching the Purple People Eaters, well, man, it was just amazing. So when you when you wound up being drafted by Minnesota, what round?
Third round, 79th pick.
Hey man, that's pretty good. 79th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got drafted at the time. How long did you stay?
I stayed all the way up to the first week of the first game. What happened was a running back got hurt, and they wanted to keep him on the 58-man roster. So they had to make room for another running back until the other guy got healthy because they didn't want to put him on IR. So they chose me to go back to the room and be on the practice squad for a week or two. And 10 minutes into my drive, I was a Green Bay Packer going home.
So listen to this, man. They had a 58-man roster back then.
Yes.
They're so cheap and so in love with money that they cut the roster down to 53 today. Mm-hmm. If ever they needed a 58-man roster, it's now, right?
Yeah, that's them owners, man. They rule the world. they rule the world. I keep telling you. Yeah. One day you're going to figure it out.
They rule the football world.
They rule the football world.
Yeah.
Not the dude that's, what's the dude, what's the commissioner name?
Goodell.
Goodell. So
what it says to me, Gilbert, is those five extra players are going to be towards the end. They're not going to be making a whole lot of money anyway, so they're not exactly saving a whole lot of money.
Making practice squad money.
Yeah, on the roster, right?
But they are available to all 32 teams. Just because, as soon as you put them on the practice squad, they're available to all 32
Listen,
teams.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, what's your thoughts? We'll be right back.
So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in prime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
With
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media. 608-819-8255.
Bug Tussle. Providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 79. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 61. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. Overcast skies. Sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 69. 76 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. They're about to put the live ammunition in the barrels, Gilbert. And I'll tell you something. I watched Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah, and what I noticed was if you put some real pressure on him,
mm-hmm.
One of the attributes that made Aaron Rodgers so great was his ability to run, Gilbert. You mm-hmm. know, as a young guy, he could get out of the way. He could get around in. He could cause havoc because of his legs. But I saw signs of Aaron Rodgers in his last year with the Packers last year when he just couldn't get away. And cats would put some pressure on him, and they'd make him, you know, throw the ball any kind of way he could to just because y'all will leave a quarterback alone if he just get rid of that ball, right?
Not necessarily.
But they got laws.
They got new rules now that we're supposed to leave him alone.
So that's why you see him sometimes just throw it out of bounds, underhanded, anything. Mm-hmm. To make sure.
Sometimes it become a hot potato. Yep. Get it out your hands, man.
And I saw him, you know, they got after him. And he mm-hmm. couldn't get away. Mm-hmm. And he underhanded it out of bounds, you know. He did that a couple mm-hmm. times. And mm-hmm. all I could think about was, hey, man, he is 39. Mm-hmm. And then you see Love. Because I watched that game. And he's that youth man. Those young legs do make a difference, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's another saying where they say, fatigue make cowards of us all. You know what I mean?
But
there's also a say, if you still got that ball, get rid of it, fool, before we hit you with it.
Hey, so one time Rodgers couldn't quite get rid of it fast enough, and mm-hmm. they treated him like a Raggedy Ann doll.
And
all I could think about was that was his first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he hadn't been really hit because they've been protecting him.
Yeah.
And they put one of those, they put something on him, right?
Yeah. You can't protect him in the games now. You're going to get hit regardless. You know, you're going to get hit.
Yeah. And all I thought, man, was okay. So here we are. All the talk about Love and Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's no point in talking about Rodgers anymore in Green Bay, is it?
No. Well, he's gone. He's the next. We done flipped the page to the next chapter, man. And now, game one, when it's really live, that boy gonna get some respect. Number 10 is gonna get some respect. I'm telling you. I've been hyping on this boy and hype. He gonna make mistakes, but he gonna get his respect first game. Mark my words.
You know what I noticed about him is he's got a strong arm, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws a beautiful ball. He throws a ball similar to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. He had a good teacher. All them years he sat down, he watched, he studied, he did his stuff. He did his due diligence, as they say. Now you're about to see it. So all them people, the naysayers that was hitting him before he started throwing his ball at training camp, you're going to see that this kid can play some football. Guaranteed.
Well,
him is just dude.
I mean, they didn't keep him and invest all of that in him. If they didn't see something. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. CJ, yeah, what's going on? Quickly.
Thank you, gentlemen. I said the first time I talked to you both, this guy's going to be incredible, just the way Rodgers watched Favre and learned. Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers and learned, and he's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. You heard it from me first, Earl.
Tell him, CJ. Tell him.
Love your show.
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. But Gilbert, it's now time, right?
Put up or shut up.
What do you say? The love train, riding the love
all
train.
Aboard
all
aboard
the love all train. All above the love train. He's here. He's ready. And, you know, we're going to see, man. You know, playing a couple downs is a lot different than playing a whole game, right?
Right.
His body has to get used to being hit over an entire game and over an entire season, man.
It's good that we playing the Chicago Bears because they don't like us.
The Bears?
No, they don't like us and we don't like them. So they're going to try to put some fire on Love. They're going to try to hit him and rattle him and shake Gilbert. Him up.
Hey, Earth to Gilbert. What? They're not going to try to put, they are going to put some on him.
No, they ain't going to. We got some hogs up front. They probably going to tell us to say, man, you ain't touching our quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the Packers do have a great offensive line, man.
I wouldn't say great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all about that defense we're going to unleash on them.
Yeah, it's safe to say they got a great defense, right?
We got a good defense. I ain't going to say great yet. We got a good defense, but
so here's what I don't understand.
They got a good quarterback on the other side, Justin Fields, that can run all over the place.
You don't want to refer to the Packers' defense as great, but you refer to Ty Detmer as great. I don't understand that.
Because that's past tense.
I'm just trying to follow your train of thought.
They got to get a few games in before you can call anybody great to see what they got.
I know, but you called Ty Detmer great.
Because it was past tense. He played.
Oh, okay.
He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
We call great quarterbacks. You know what? Ty Detmer going to come up there and slap tape out there, man, because you killing him on the radio. Get him, Ty. Just get him, man.
Hey man, we got to run, man.
I ain't going to even save you either.
We got to run, man. So as we prepare for opening day, man, I can't wait to that Monday after opening day, man. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to beat them Bears.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you,
Have
Earl.
Another great
good
week.
Good job, Calvin.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Good All job. Right. Tell Sandy, go say, break. What's up, man?
All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Under the Helmet. Oh, we'll be right back with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy.
From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.